Vicki had gone over to Miss Robb's office, personnel on the East Wing. I sent her to come back.
She's here in this office now, and she's going back to his office. She didn't know about the pay scale, and you tell him you'll handle that.
I told him that.
All right.
And he's anything I want to do. She's walking in the door now. George says the transcript is pretty good, but the bad part is that Young went right outside and for the TV cameras repeated what he'd said inside, and that it didn't sound as good, except it wasn't under question as it did when it was. And as a result, the committee voted to put the transcript out just as fast as they could get it out. The worst part about the TV interview is he said he was surprised that Mr. Jenkins denied any knowledge of the advertising. George afraid that's going to be the headline. In the committee, they scored points on him. George said pretty well. Bird did most of the questioning, did a good job. Sums up to this, that he had said...
Well, you see, that's our mistake in not getting them to condition that fellow. We could do that. The FBI would ask him, but they won't let us, and that's a mistake. And we could have kept him from taking you on if we let him know that there's no perjury and no disagreement. But we can't ever do it unless we do it, and we've got to find some way to do these things. And it's not just that we can't do them. And I don't know how to do it, but we'll have to do it. Go ahead, though.
He'd said he had told Reynolds that he wasn't going down to Austin on the basis of just what Reynolds said. And Reynolds said, I'll have somebody call you and tell you that what I say is right. And that afternoon, a call came. A man had identified himself, Jenkins, and he said that Don had made arrangements for the television time. And Curtis Quick got in question, did you have any reason to think that wasn't Jenkins? And he said no. Then Bird asked him if he'd ever met me, and he said no. And said, do you have any reason to assume that it was Mr. Jenkins? And he said no. And Bird said that this is 7 years ago. Do you remember whether the man actually identified himself as Mr. Jenkins? Can you remember that? And he said no, he didn't remember that. And whether he had or not.
Well, how does he know then it's Jenkins?
Well,
Don said
Jenkins was going to call him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had Bob Bird put in the record three different ways that Reynolds testified. And one of the best things that Bird read into the record was when Reynolds said that Young told me he talked to Jenkins several times. And he asked if that was true, and he said no. The only time he ever may have talked to me was this one time. And that he never had told Don Reynolds that he'd talked to me several times. And, George said we're over the hump today. He thinks that they're going to take way up this afternoon. And that he thinks there'll be some problems down the road. Probably they're through now for 10 days, spending a lot of time. He said that Whitley spent a lot of time with Pell, and Pell is a little bit better, but still indicates that, and he indicates he'll go along, but the conflict worries him and should be cleared up somewhere down the road. Whitley asked him when he thought, how he thought it ought to be cleared up, and he said, well, he didn't know, but somewhere down the road it ought to be. All the references to you were cleared up completely by just saying that was Reynolds told him about bragging.
But he said out at the hearing that he couldn't understand why you denied it.
He was surprised that I denied it. He said that in the hearing, too, George said, but he said it in such context with other questions that it didn't stand out. He's afraid it stood out outside, at least based on what Whitley told him.
Does Whitley think we're in bad shape?
No, Whitley thinks we're in better shape, but I'm not so sure.
Did they have anything else besides Young this morning?
No, although the principal told me last night that a fellow named Merston was going to go up there and try to appear today, and thought that he had arrangements where he could, who could discredit Reynolds completely in another regard. Elsewhere in Reynolds' testimony, he told about a deal in Florida in which he talked about meetings of various kinds that Reynolds is supposed to have sat in with this Merston and with others, and that according to what this man said last night, it's a complete lie. And his testimony was absolutely off, and Burston was going to try to, and thought he had made arrangements to appear and make it clear that this was wrong.
Well, can't we get the committee chairman or source to put out a statement that he cleared up these questions about me and something favorable to you?
All right, then you can get George to work on that right away.
That's what I would do. Try to get some statement put out by the chairman. Did Hayden any of them ask anything?
Bob Byrd didn't really, all of it.
Well, you got to remember that. Well, Hayden told me that he'd see that you weren't called, and he'd see that Reynolds wouldn't call back.
That's good.
But I think that you ought to try to get the chairman to say that shows that this is just a big talker about Johnson, and that he's not even sure he ever talked to Jenkins. And the record shows, again, that Reynolds didn't contract for any advertising. That the arrangements were made by this fellow. He admits it, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'd get that statement out and tell George to work on it.
All right.
Bye.